Earlier this week, a judge told state election officials they should not use the new voter registration law, known as Senate Bill 3, during next month's elections. Instead, they should go back to using registration paperwork from 2016. But the state isn't cooperating with that order quite yet, and instead they're asking the New Hampshire Supreme Court to weigh in. And HBR's Casey McDermott has been following this lawsuit from the beginning, and she joins us now to kind of help us sort this out. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Rick.
So this is confusing, Casey. Remind us quickly, what changes Senate Bill 3 makes to voter registration?
So basically, it changes what voters have to do to prove that they live where they're trying to vote. It adds new paperwork upon registration, mostly for newly registered voters or people who are updating their registrations. And the concern from critics is that it would make it more onerous on those people and would cause delays at the polls.
Okay. Okay, Casey, so where do things stand right now with SB 3?
So it depends on who you ask. Judge Kenneth Brown with the Hillsborough County Superior Court, he's been overseeing this lawsuit challenging SB 3. He issued two rulings this week. Both of them said that the state should not use the voter registration forms that SB 3 calls for during November's elections. He had to issue a second ruling on the matter on Thursday. That was after meeting with both sides in the case, because the state argued that his first ruling, which he put out on Monday, was not clear enough. But in both of his written rulings and in court, he's been pretty clear about this much, which is that he expects state officials to make a good faith effort to comply with his directions.
And how's that going?
Well, that's where the disagreement comes in. The state is functionally ignoring Brown's orders right now and instead is asking the New Hampshire Supreme Court to do what Brown wouldn't, which is to say that SB 3 could stay in place for the upcoming elections. There's an emergency motion pending with the high court right now, and it sounds like a ruling could be expected as soon as this afternoon. The state says that they don't plan to send poll workers any real detailed instructions about what to do next until they hear back on that.
Okay, what exactly are the state's concerns about Brown's order?
So basically they say they're concerned about how to make the changes that they need to make in time for the election. And I've had some people ask, well, you know, isn't this just a matter of switching out one form for another? It actually is more than that. There are hundreds of local officials across the state that need to know what to do. Many of them are volunteers. Many of whom have been trained on a different process. The state puts months and months of work into preparing for elections, so there are valid concerns about how to logistically make sure that everyone's on the same page. And the state says it's too much to ask them to kind of pivot and do something different with less than 2 weeks to go. At the same time, I should say that the state does have means of communicating directly with poll workers across the state through, you know, email and other communication channels. But separate from those concerns, the state's also saying that they don't feel comfortable with Judge Brown's ruling because they think it leaves local officials at risk for being sued if for some reason they don't comply.
Well, is that valid? I mean, does it?
Well, the ruling actually addresses that point specifically, and I'm quoting directly here, quote, good faith actions by local officials will not result in a finding of contempt should there be noncompliance with the court's order.
Okay, and the state says that's not good enough.
Right.
Anything else, Casey, that stood out from the last few days of all these legal proceedings?
So the big thing I've noticed is that this really has become a debate over who is doing more to muddle things for voters and poll workers leading up to the election. The state would say that that blame lies with Judge Brown for the reasons that I outlined above. But Judge Brown pointed the finger back at the state. During Thursday's hearing, he basically suggested that state attorneys were intentionally trying to ask questions to create confusion about what his order meant, despite his repeated efforts to clarify what he meant. And he said that they were doing that so that they could then turn around to the state Supreme Court and say that they were too confused to carry out his instructions. And then in the public, some people have said that the state's election officials have added to that confusion by not communicating more frequently or more, you know, in more detail to local poll workers about the implications of this case. And I'll just say that, you know, in a lot of ways, all of this kind of mirrors the debate that has been playing out over SB 3 from the beginning. Supporters said the law was needed to clear up confusion and restore trust in the state's voter laws, while critics said that the law just added more requirements and was meant to confuse and drive away voters. So in the interest of alleviating at least some of this confusion, I will just end by pointing out that NHPR has lots and lots of explainers about SB 3, what kind of paperwork it requires, and what this court case is all about on our website at nhpr.org.
Okay, and you'll be watching what happens this afternoon
and, of course,
in the coming days.
Yep.
Okay, thanks, Casey.
Thanks, Rick.
Like Casey said, you can find NHPR's ongoing coverage of SB 3 and election issues, of course, at nhpr.org. It's all part of our ongoing State of Democracy project.